The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
Shahada, witnessing Islam, is not only a declaration of belief, it is an oath of allegiance to the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him. He likened the Ummah to the human body. The body is built of cells. Present society is like a cancer patient whose cells are under attack. The health of the Muslim Ummah and humanity in the face of the degrading processes of the dominant hegemony can only be revived by a community building process. The communal nature of the Muslim life pattern is shown by the centrality of Juma prayer in a Juma mosque in its life practice. Classical fiqh presupposes that a Juma mosque is not established until there is a qariya, a settlement of more than 40 households. The base cell of the Ummah is not the individual or the nuclear family or even the extended family, but a civic entity. And this accords with Islam being a praxis rather than a personal moral code. We can analyze how society in general and the Ummah in particular coheres together by analogy with three parts of the cell: the cytoplasm, the membrane, and the nucleus. The cytoplasm is the community, the membrane is the protecting sharia, and the nucleus is the principle of responsible authority needed in every human situation. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. The leader of a people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. A man is the guardian of his family and is responsible for them. A woman is the guardian of her husband's home and his children, and she is responsible for them. The servant of a man is a guardian of the property of his master, and he is responsible for it."
Messenger of Mercy.